Da-da-da. All right, so I got some cool thoughts today. We got an end of a workout. We got today we moved things around a little bit just to try a little different, like scheduling wise. Rather not scheduling, just in the order I do things, and you know, kind of mixed up the order of my walk, gym, and stuff. So yeah, I'm a little later from the gym. So I was at gym a little later. Saw a different crowd. Walked before, I did a little Pokemans, a little worky work, and yeah. So, what thoughts do I have for the people, the worshippers of Clav? Well, I've had the same manager, well, not continuously, but I'm under the same manager that I started with. And it is most amazing how a person can continually make the same exact mistakes with people over and over and over and not learn. Well, you know, in my opinion, not learn. You know, there's no objective truth. Things are you know, your own. And what is this truth, Clav? Well, I am no manager. I am not trained to the standard of Starbucks manager or somewhere else. However, I have run my own business and have worked in small business. So I have worn the hat of being in charge, and I have definitely gained skills since that time. So I think I would be a more effective leader of whatever group I'm in charge of, whenever that happens, if it happens. So this mistake comes in how you lead people. And I think one way to put this is there are managers and there are leaders. I think that is a very succinct way to put it. And I think that if I were to sum up my observation, Starbucks does not hire leaders. Starbucks hires managers. That leaders will not have really a place in Starbucks ecosystem, right? That's, they want things to be like, you manage people and make sure everything is good, make sure the logistics are hit. And part of this came to me also today because it was the launch of the Oleato olive oil based drink. For me, the big problem with this is it is very clearly a corporate ploy to try and sell. My opinion. But it's just very inauthentic that we now sell olive oil in the store that you can buy. Yes, you will see stacks of olive oil now. You can buy the same olive oil that we use. And there is two new aprons that baristas wear, a yellow apron to promote sampling of these drinks. And I mean, they're interesting and different. And we have been given directive to assemble 100 a day with 100 customers, and to obviously track as per metrics and crap. And it's just kind of like, And I'm just telling people, look, it's an intriguing, a curious beverage, and that's basically how I sum it up. It's like. And also, Starbucks prices are crazy. Aside from, like, my initial rant, but, like, it was another launch, so prices updated. One person got, like, whatever Oleato shaken espresso. It was, like, almost $10 for a drink. $10. My gym membership is, like, $30 for the month. And that helps you just become a better person, both physically, mentally, and spiritually. Starbucks drinks don't do that yet. So I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, bro, like, even the lattes are like, it was another price increase. It'll be cool to see where the drink goes. You know, I think it does have a, there's definitely like a market share and people could try and it could be something different to get. And It's slightly gimmicky, I would say. And that's, you know, hey, whatever, bro. But returning to another theme, right? How do you manage people versus lead people? I think I would say that I am a natural leader. I have qualities that help me make it easy for me to, you know, embrace sort of shifting the energy of a group in a way that we can do things. So for me, as someone of, you know, it's mine, I've done work and how to, you know, read books and, you know, not done work, but I've done work in researching and understanding how to, you know, people and stuff. And it's like, my manager is making the these simple blunders that are so, like, first level of these business, personal growth, you know, finding yourself, understanding your mind, and it's like this is a kind of mistake that it's like, I'm a little shocked that I keep seeing these similar mistakes, because if you've been a leader or manager or in that kind of position for 10 years, and it's like, right? Like, you just sort of, you take an action to write someone up for basically validating yourself, right? This is aside from my theory that my, you know, manager is a narcissist, has narcissistic tendencies, her, you know, trauma or that is in that realm, just to sort of give perspective on, like, what I've observed. And, right, if, like, you take it in the lens of that, it's like, well, that does line up with the pattern of behavior I've seen and how she writes people up, and it's just, like, makes no sense, and it's kind of just, like, an emotional choice of, like you defied me, or, I don't know, something like that, or you want to show power, and it's like, you can write people up. You can rule with an iron fist. You can be Machiavellian, which, you know, maybe is not corporate stuff. But if you're strictly by the book, then it's like, well, you did this. And it's like, well, I don't know. For me, it does validate my sort of ideas of, like, rules are guidelines. They are always going to be, always have been, guidelines for what we want to strive to do, and there are circumstances when they will not be followed, and that's okay. And more importantly, we can't just punish people. We can't just be like, oh, I'm running you up. We cannot do that. We need to really, like, have, like, a chat with someone and be like, look, blah 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 blah. Like, I don't know. I ain't no therapist, but I've been, like, researching more psychology, like, self-improvement stuff, you know, all these, you know, things from fitness, and it's like, well, look, just have a conversation. Like, be real with people. Like, be real. Be real with people. Be your authentic self. Don't play this game of, like, you know, presenting a mask, because, like, eventually it's gonna go away. And other funny thought, I got to see my senpai yesterday, and senpai was, like, telling me the doom and gloom, or no, I wouldn't say, well, I mean, you could say doom and gloom, but the incoming Skynet, the AI revolution, and how it's closer than we think, and we don't really know how quick AI can then change once it's, you know, there. You know, AI, you know, the example was, over the past 10 years, the amount of change we saw in like the last 10 years has occurred in, like, the last year. Or, you know, one of those sort of, like, how technology can rapidly evolve and change. And that will then affect, right, jobs. What we can offer and how things are done. And I have been saying, because I followed this up too with her, I was like, look, in 5 to 10 years, Starbucks will have robots. Obviously, Starbucks' MO is to create that customer experience, so there will be baristas. But it does simplify the barista's life, because if you have a robot, making the drink, right? That's the only thing baristas really worry about. It's like, well, the drink is this, and what it also does, which my senpai brought up, is that if you have robots as your workers, you make everything much easier because there's less, you know, F-ups, user error kind of things, inputting things wrong, making things wrong, getting hurt because she runs her own business, and, you know, that means, you know, less worry for the business owner, in this case, Starbucks, that, you know, right? If someone asks for a drink in a certain way, well, that's the way you ask it. Okay, it was input right. There's nothing else we can do. Which is another interesting thing, because that would mean, like, hey, like, and maybe it's not every Starbucks. It could be, you know, maybe certain Starbucks that you say, hey, like, you can order your drink. Like, we input all the different things. And then, right, it just becomes, like, people cannot modify their drinks so crazily anymore because it's like, look, we have robots make these drinks. We put it in. And I mean, at the same time, like, right, the Starbucks never have that sort of, like, thing where it's like, yeah, like, we have the robots. I don't know. But it's definitely an idea, right? You think, the other part of the conversation we had was AI in general. My senpai follows the AI. So being real in AI, I guess, is today's topic of convo. That there's AI podcasts that she follows where they are always going over the most recent AI updates, changes, sort of like evolution, which is, you know, it's interesting in that there are some stores which will use that for drive-through. So people will speak, and right, because of AI, the voice recognition can then say, oh, well, not say, but right, process your thoughts, and I think that definitely could, right, it's, will streamline the drive-thru experience, will decrease the times, and increase or decrease, it would, I'm trying to think, because I want to use, overall, right, it'll be a better experience to the customer, because it's just like, you go, hello, and then you just say your thing, and it's like, right, there's no, like, mistakes of, like, I said hot versus iced, because if you say it wrong, it's going to be on you, because it's a robot. It doesn't make mistakes. I know, these, like, things are like customers can, like, get away with stuff. It's like, look, bro, like, this is the robot. It doesn't make mistakes. So it'll be interesting to see if that's how drive-thrus change. And then there are some restaurants, you know, fast foods in California who are doing this now. So that'll be interesting. And also some self-parking cars in California. So it could be my senpai is onto something, that if, right, it's like technology for batteries and stuff improves, and the cars, we'll have self-driving cars more like Teslas, and that's definitely interesting, because that basically means we're sort of in like iRobot in a way. That's, well, we have the three laws of robotics. Oh man, too funny that we're like what a time to be alive. Literal, like, science fiction, like, global pandemic, robots, AI. What, you're honestly, what a sci-fi kind of lifetime I was born into. So it's fun. But yeah, be authentic, be real with people. Communication, AI, like, you know, another interesting way my senpai put it is that essays are dead, because, right, anyone can just go into a, you know, ChatGPT, be like, write me an essay, and write, like, you know, it's not completely dead. I mean, you could still make people write essays, like, in person, so, you know, there's no way for you to be like, you know, but like a research paper where you're like, oh, you know, we're gonna go to the library and do this, like, that's just, right, it's just too easy now to be like, well, I got, like, the ChatGPTs, and, well, here's my essay, and, education will have to change. Also, that if education evolves, we may be able to, like, you know, create AI that you can help learn a foreign language, which means, you know, that's something interesting too. I don't really know. These are definitely, like, the inspiration of AI and stuff. But then, right, kind of going back to it, like, seeing how my manager is making these mistakes with humans, our humanity and being present for people, I think, becomes more important as, right, we incorporate more technology and AI, especially as we're, well, pretty much obsessed with our phones,
since you know these are supercomputers in our pockets with us 24/7 essentially, and you know being present with people, like listening, connecting with people, and right, that does go back to the Starbucks MO of connecting with the customer, with the partners, and that's definitely also really important because it's, you know, right, that's humanity, right? We are in this whatever you want to call this, the Matrix or something. Some days it really is too funny on how, like, really it sometimes is kind of like we're in a simulation. The way it just so it is the most consistent behavior in people, that they just come up to the speaker like, hello, hello, and it's just like, how is this the behavior that it becomes a thing? How is it that that's a thing? Or like, people will, they do not listen. People don't listen these days. You will say something to them and they'll be like, what? Huh? Like, it is so interesting. So interesting how this, because it occurs not every person, every time, but it occurs just enough, right? That 10 to like 25% of this sort of, you know, these things I'm describing, it's like, oh man, like, what a time to be alive. Can't wait to see what happens, where things go, what, you know, right, the businesses could downsize. And I've learned a lot about leadership in my time at Starbucks, what not to do, what to do, kind of how Starbucks does things. And I think that's definitely interesting words I can offer you. I'm, you know, gonna keep doing this until I can't do it no more, or I'm not able to, or whatever. But this is, I think, just sharing my thoughts of the world and all the goodies. So I leave you with that.